Big Fluff.
Goodness me. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
And welcome to another episode of We Have to Ask Live. I'm Marty.
And I'm Jonathan.
And this is the show where you may have noticed something of a fall off in frequency recently. Just blame that on Facebook, because Facebook was down today. And so if you're having trouble remembering, like, when was the last time we had one of these? That's Facebook. Facebook did that.
Yeah, it's Facebook's fault. Having just been around a bit on Facebook, it seems that a lot of their streamers are having some issues with the platform.
Oh yeah,
and,
big surprise.
And like, yeah, and Facebook is like, you don't have to be exclusive anymore, because we don't really want to have to pay you.
Yeah,
an exclusive contract.
Yeah, because we're not so exclusive with you. So like, let's open this thing up.
We're just gonna like do whatever we want to do.
Yeah.
But man, anyway, we're here.
We're here. Kind of cool. And other than Facebook, we've been here, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's probably not nice of me to gaslight the two or three people that ever watch our show. So maybe I won't.
Hold on. We get a good substantial amount of viewers after the live part.
Sure.
So we thank the people that do show up. You never comment, which is fine. You could
do it today. If you're watching live right now, you could comment, and I might even see it, because I am eyeballing.
You're on there?
I'm eyeballing the old comment tracker.
So here's what's new.
Yeah.
So last year during...
Okay, this may be going back pretty far. I just want to...
We're going...
I sort of like, let's keep this short, because we got a banger of an episode. We've been...
Yeah, we do.
Like, okay. AI technology has taken off like never before. What we thought was a funny bit is now just like the stupid status quo. It's impossible to parody real life. But that doesn't mean we're not stepping up our game. So like, we got a real good one today, and we're going to help some real people.
My school has their fundraiser, and incentive for my kids to raise money is to design a tattoo.
Ooh, nice. That's going to go on who?
Me.
What?
Yeah.
What?
My body is a fresh canvas and has never been tattooed.
Jonathan, this is a big deal.
I had a funny bit, but now that we've got to make it short and sweet, that's just the information.
Okay, so there was a lead up.
There was going to be some stuff, but if we got a
pushed
banger. Everybody
in the room. Yeah, we have
If you're interested in helping my students get to design a tattoo to tattoo on me, just check out my social medias, and there's links to the donation page. If I also raise $1,000, I get an iPad. I raised $1,000.
I thought you were going to say an eye patch, and I don't know why I thought that. You can get an eye patch whenever you want.
For $1,000, I'll wear an eye patch while I'm getting my tattoo, and I'll record it, and then we can put it up on Patreon, which I'll put it on somebody's Patreon. We know somebody on Patreon.
Yeah, somebody's got a Patreon, and they'll be like, here you go, Patreoners. Thanks for paying me. I don't know why you would want this.
What's your banger highlight that you just want to shout out real quick?
Maya, just a super quick highlight for me in my life. Man, it's finally a little bit of false spring in New York, and I love it.
Is your fake terrace still out there?
No. So
they took it down.
Yeah, I briefly had a terrace. It was a real terrace. It was just not legal for me to use.
It was used
for construction. It was accessible, and if you work in law enforcement, no, I never went out there. And it was quite lovely, or it would have been, as a place to sit, hypothetically, if I had gone out there, which I didn't. Legally
speaking.
But it is gone, and construction, thankfully, is over. It came with a high cost of lots of drilling and buzzing and sanding and hammering on the building. Most days, including Saturdays. So, grateful that's over. And Yeah, you know what? Let's just let's rev this machine up. Literally, I think Zoom's noise canceling will probably take care of this. But you know, with everybody out there with like A100 graphics cards coming off the cloud to run all of their newest mid journeys and whatever TikTok spam AI generation, we had to level up our game too. So again, if you're in law enforcement, I do not have a diesel generator here in the apartment that we are using to run our new and improved generation system, which we're putting to use this time to help a real person in our network, a friend of a show who has donated some of their social essence to put a working version of themselves in here so that we can solve a real life mystery that they are struggling with. And I hope that through the power of diesel-driven generative AI, we can get this thing done. So, yeah, please enjoy. And, of course, as always, we'll be back next week with another show. Yeah, before we kick it off, Jonathan, do you have any closing thoughts for folks?
So they owe me an iPad from 3 years ago.
What?
So
there's an iPad debt?
One of the kids said, so that means if we're designing it, it can't be a penis.
I mean, that's
the bit.
That seems like it has to be true. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's not going to be a penis.
All right. I'm gonna prime this thing. And okay. So any final thoughts you want to give? And I'll...
So just remember, everybody, as much as we care about each other, remember to take care of yourself. Put that mask over your mouth first before you try to save it.
Okay, it's humming along. Let's do this thing.
All right,
everybody, enjoy. See y'all next time. Okay, so, yeah, Jonathan, is this, I should ask Kristen, is this okay that Jonathan's got a pizza?
It's fine.
Okay. Sorry, we should have cleared this with you beforehand.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
It's how I get into, like, the mindset.
Yeah, and, I mean, I was just gonna kind of leave mine as inspiration, but, get into it.
Listen,
yeah.
Here's the deal. All these true crime podcasts that try to like ick our yum.
Mm-hmm.
They put themselves into freezers.
Yeah.
They put themselves into like trunks of cars. If we're really going to find who is the Noid, like for reals.
Mm.
You gotta get into it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. So, Kristen, thanks again. You gave a little bit of the highlights before the break, mm-hmm. but if you could, like, let's just lay it all out. So, this mystery pizza, you've been out for the day, you come home, mm-hmm. it's dark. Set the scene for us.
Yeah, so I it had been a long day. I had been very busy, so I didn't, you know, really get a proper lunch or really a really good snack in. I was a little dehydrated. I was tired. I was emotionally drained, you know. And so I get to my house, and we have a little, you know, a little porch and a little bench on that porch. And what do I see but a pizza? Like, you know, in the box, looked great, from a place that I have never ordered from, but a pizza nonetheless. And I took that sucker in and I immediately ate two pieces because I just thought, you know, look at God just sending me this pizza in my moment of need.
Right. Were there I mean, would you say gratitude was the main emotion that you had when you encountered that? I mean, this was not something that you had any memory of ordering.
No.
Were there any signs that this was like something from your spouse or a friend or?
Well, it had my name on it. Well, it had a version of my name. It was Kristen with an I. I spelled mine with an E at the end. It said Kristen M. And I thought, okay, well, maybe they gave the name and the person just spelled it wrong. Right. And yes, my immediate thought was, my husband ordered this for me. Or, you know, maybe a friend, or maybe the people I had been with that day. Maybe, you know, they said, wow, Kristen seems drained. I'm just going to send her a pizza. But they all deny it. They all deny any involvement in this pizza.
Right. Actually, this might be a good time. So after downing those two slices, you reached out to your network. Jonathan, yes. Could you put up that piece of evidence there?
Yep, right here.
There we go. So this was the question you posted to social media. Mm-hmm. Who sent me a pizza from Vicino's? Is it Vicino's? Vicino's?
I think it's Vicino's.
It's Vicino's?
Vicino's, yeah.
This is a genuine question.
Yeah. Because, you know, you post stuff all the time and people just come with the jokes and they're not helpful.
Right.
This was also...
I think for anonymity's sake, we won't be directly showing any of those here. But suffice to say, I don't think this was taken as a genuine question. I think, even by, and I promised I wouldn't do this, but in this moment, it feels right. I have to call you in, Jonathan. Yeah.
Yep. My response to this was, I believe, without looking at it, and it's been a bit, I believe I said, I know who will in the future. Or, like, I know who it's going to be.
Right. Implying that you yourself were going to order a pizza to Kristen's house.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet, but I do want to say... I do hold the right to be able to hit this pizza delivery bit at some point.
Oh, for sure. Bits don't end until somebody dies. So
right.
Yeah.
Now here's one piece I mean slice that I'd like to look at real quick. Now. You said it was your name was spelt differently, and you do believe that a person a block over has the same address as you and possibly has the same name as you.
Well, sometimes we do get packages for a house that has the same street number,
right,
and a obviously different street, but it does sound similar. Like, I could see if you weren't familiar with the area, maybe you were like, oh, okay, maybe this is it, I don't know. So I was like, well, that'd be unusual, but it could totally be another Kristen M over there. It's not that
right
uncommon of a name. So I went on the old whitepages.com and I looked
as
up,
as you would,
you know, who lives at that address.
Right.
And it was not anything that sounded like my name, and it wasn't anything with my initials, but it's hard to know. They could be the owner. They could be renting it out. It's just, it's a true mystery. And I don't know if we're ever going to solve it.
Well, that's what we're here for today. We're going to at least give you a solid path to go down. We are, I would say, Marty and I's track record when it comes to the edible conundrums, we are at a 75% success rate.
Oh.
Yep.
And that...
No, to be fair, most of the questions and mysteries we get are kind of opinion-based, so they can be solved by us just kind of deciding one way or another.
Right. But I'm feeling real good with this one. So let's I would like maybe for a second for and I can start this, so give everybody else a chance to think upon it. Let's do a scenario. Each of us, let's just shout out a scenario in which we feel strongly about to whom this came from and why. So I'm going to go first because I have a path I think that we should discuss. And it is there is a version of, and let me, nope, let me take this was sent by Kristen, but from the past. And that this was a pizza delivered, that an order that was made on a delivery app in, like, I want to say, I'm going to say 2020.
So I want to, I think I see where you're going with this, Jonathan. I want to give some history
Okay.
before, because this might feel like a really big logical leap, but I want to take a break and let's rewind and talk about the Postal Service's dead letter system. So in the United States, and honestly with most mail carrying systems, there are packages, parcels, letters that can't be delivered. They end up getting warehoused somewhere, and that place is like a dead letter archive. Usually, as kind of a volunteer thing, or when a mail carrier retires, they will then decide on a volunteer basis, like, okay, I'm going to try to resolve some of these dead letters. And they, this is where you get stories like, letter sent from the front in the Civil War finally makes it to great granddaughter of wife or whatever. And so, given that context, is that kind of feeding into where you're going with this?
No.
Okay. Not so you're not
Sorry.
thinking of like a dead delivery system
No. What
where
I'm
a
saying is
pizza
that you know
is.
how you can, when you order a meal online, it says, do you want it ASAP or do you want it for a later time? And I believe that there is a possibility that 3, 4 years ago, Kristen ordered a pizza that never showed because she set it for a time, but
It
also
seemed to never
a
show,
year,
but in
right?
fact, it
It
was just
didn't
waiting
get
for its day.
it's the order did not tick it up inside of the Chino's until that moment that it came in, but it was ordered in the past.
Is this ringing any bells for you, Kristen? I know it's been a hard few years. So if we can even think back that far, is there a pizza missing from your life that may have resolved?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I'm going to take this down another road, if I
Okay.
may.
Yeah, please.
I think some things are becoming clear in as we're having this conversation. One, this was a Grubhub order. Forgot to mention that earlier. Another little detail I left out was that our very own Marty here and his lovely angelic goddess wife,
That's
Amy,
producer Amy, yeah.
was with me. We all arrived at my house at the same time, and I didn't include that detail because, anonymity.
Right. I appreciate your both your respect for privacy and in this moment your candor. I think it is important
Thank
information.
you. You two were with me. And so now I'm just wondering, you seem awful interested in this little situation. Maybe there's been
We
some
have not had
puppeteer.
a possible host suspect since we did the who took the cookies from the cookie jar.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, for folks who haven't been with us. I mean, folks who've been with us through the whole show will remember one of the earliest mysteries was back when Jonathan and I were housemates, and accusations were flying. That was a weeks-long scenario, and I'm not super satisfied that we found a solution, but we found a way to live with each other, and that is better.
Yeah.
But Kristen, I like where your head's at. Did I or did producer Amy have anything to do with this? And I can tell you, I can only speak for myself, because, you know, like the sanctity of marriage, I can never legally testify against producer Amy.
And I wouldn't ask you to.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And for my part, I can say I did not order this pizza to your house, primarily because of two things. One, I don't think I actually have your address in a device, and I would never be able to remember an address. And the second is I would never misspell your name in that way. That would bring great shame upon me as a friend.
Or would you, if you were trying to throw me off the scent? Just like you order from a pizza place that I've never even heard of that's in a totally another neighborhood when there is an excellent pizza place just a couple blocks away. Shout out to Ribaldi's, best pizza in Baltimore. I don't know. This is becoming pretty crystal fucking... Can I say... I'm sorry.
Please, go wherever the language takes you. Jonathan, we're getting pretty intense here. Can we drop the screen share? Like, let's really see each other face-to-face on this. Kristen, I'm going to double down because the truth is I did not order this pizza. I would never have thought actually to order from Vicino's. I used to live across the street and up a little ways from Vicino's, and it never entered into our pizza lexicon. If we wanted pizza, we would go around the corner to that gnarly little place that just had like a real, I don't remember the name of it. It was a something number two. It had a real deep counter and kitchen, and all they had was like sodas and these like super crusty pizzas that we really liked.
That sounds great.
Yeah. No, I always thought of Vicino's as like the catering place attached to the beer bar there. Hmm. God, what is that place? Why can't I remember the name of it?
Think about that for a second. I really want to dive deep into the reasoning why I think both of these suspects, past Kristen and current Marty or producer Amy, could be legitimate.
Okay.
And you do not have to answer these questions, as always, but I'm going to put this out here because I know some facts, and this is what good podcasters do, is they create suspense. Kristen, if you had to label yourself as in dietary terms, are you a carnivore? Are you a vegan? Are you what art thou?
Another very good point. Thank you. I am a vegetarian.
Okay. Marty.
I would say most people know that about me.
Yeah. Marty, you as well, if you would be so inclined to answer. I would not ask you to answer for producer Amy. As she's not here, we will just have to accept that as
I'm pescatarian, so I'm vegetarian, but also eat fish on occasion.
Okay. So, now, Kristen, could you tell me, because I believe you and Marty both ate a slice of this pizza. Would you say immediately? What slice, what kind of pizza, what toppings were upon that pizza?
It was just cheese, Jonathan.
Just cheese.
Plain cheese. Just
cheese. So I did some research. And I looked up on Google the second link, because the first link was People Magazine Lifestyle. And I didn't like the numbers they gave. So now I have a pizza pie chart based off of what are the majority of toppings for pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Pepperoni is a huge slice with 36%. Right? So the odds of you getting a meat pizza is huge because you have pepperoni at 36%, sausage at 14%. That is a whopping 50%. So the odds of you just getting cheese is actually 11%. And if you also go into the beef, chicken, anchovy, bacon, the meat section of a pizza gets real thick. The veggie cheese section, very small. So the fact that you get one cheese pizza seems to only meet the needs of the non-meat eating people. So there is a solid chance. Because I know when I order pizza for my students, I get one pepperoni pizza and like two or three cheese pizzas just to make sure everybody's good.
Everybody likes cheese pizza.
Everybody likes cheese pizza. You can't go wrong with it, right?
There's nothing weird on it.
But if I feel, had and to I, order
Jonathan,
one
I, before
pizza,
before you go too far, I want to say that your own numbers just now sort of undermined all the numbers you were reading us before.
For sure, 100%, 100%. But what I'm trying to get at is I ordered a pepperoni pizza and a cheese pizza.
Yeah.
You never just get one cheese pizza.
Oh, interesting.
So whoever this person was, whether it be past Kristen, current Marty, or producer Amy.
It would have been past us as well. This was
past
this was a few weeks ago. Yeah.
But it is current of the delivery.
Like more recent.
Yeah. It's just very interesting that the pizza was a pizza that is edible by everyone involved. Because the odds don't put it there, right? Like the odds, truly, the odds put it at 50-50. Kind of, right?
Like depending on, it seems like depending on which odds one believes.
Yeah. So I just think that is a, like it adds
suggests
a little bit of
forethought. Is that what you mean?
There was some thought into it because if somebody sent you a pepperoni pizza, there's going to be a lot of cussing. Oh, especially for the fact that we had some hungry, hungry people.
F word.
Yeah.
B word.
Yeah.
S word.
Yeah.
C word.
Wow.
Some compound words.
Yeah,
as you would.
Hyphenates, yeah.
So we now have a pizza that was enjoyed by the people who got it. Time stamp on the delivery to when you guys got to it did not matter, I don't think. Right, like it didn't.
We haven't brought it up, but there was a significant gap in time.
Right. So
it was around like 5:30 and we got to my house at like 8.
Right.
Yeah. The pizza had been sitting outside for a few hours.
I have to open the door.
Here's what I know. The temperature was fine. Like I'm not worried about the quality of the food.
But you know, somebody did tell me that you don't eat pizza that's been sitting out for more than 2 hours.
That's true.
Oh, who said that?
2 hours. He was very specific.
Okay.
Are we allowed to name that person here?
You don't have to. That's fine. Okay.
I don't want him disparaged.
Okay. So I mean, for all intents and purposes, like it was kind of a cold day. So there is kind of a refrigerated situation. But both of you, how many slices did you both have?
I had two.
You had one. Okay. So
I should note immediately. I didn't even hesitate. I said, this is pizza. I'm eating this pizza.
And I hesitated only until it was offered to me, and then I immediately said yes.
Yeah. Because, you know, I hadn't gone down the rabbit hole of, like, it didn't even occur to me that this pizza could have been sent with malice.
Right.
Right.
Malicious pizza?
I do feel like, apologies to producer Amy for bringing this up, but she eats gluten-free. She cannot have gluten. She did not have it in the moment, and... I think that leans strongly into if she had ordered that pizza, particularly with any intent to eat it herself,
right?
She would have ordered a gluten-free crust, gluten-free. Probably from a different place. I don't believe that Cheetos offers that.
We're going to take her off the list. She is no longer a suspect. What I do continue to point out is two people enjoyed that pizza, no matter how long it was out. I originally was going to say Bart Simpson, and this was a good 90s prank where you just order pizza. And the way that inflation is, like, you can't order 15 pizzas.
Yeah, it's not affordable.
Because you have, for most part, most places you have to pay beforehand, and especially using Grubhub, you have to pay beforehand.
Yeah.
So it was a conscious effort to just be like, haha, is Amanda hug and kiss there?
Well, in this case, Kristen with a slight misspelling.
Right. Yeah. Kristen with a, like, it's kind of like, here's your pizza, Kristen.
Kristen. Like, 10.
But anyway.
Well, I hate to say it, but the sands are running out on the hourglass here. One final question I have, Kristen, is that when it arrived, was opened, we shared collectively three slices. What was the fate of the rest of the pizza?
I believe my husband had some when he arrived home later. I think I had one or two more pieces maybe later that night. And I think maybe we threw like one piece away a few days later. So most of it did get eaten.
Nice.
And my cat did sit on the pizza box several times.
Excellent. Well, that is going to happen.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. That's my final question. Jonathan, what's your final question on this mystery?
Any regrets?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Great.
Okay. Well, that brings us to the end, and so we must render a verdict, and I believe on, despite my denials, on the preponderance of evidence, I sent you the pizza, so, you're welcome, and I'm sorry, Kristen. I hope it didn't, negatively impact your life, more than it positively did.
You know... Go ahead, Jonathan.
No, you should... either reject that apology or accept it.
I was going to say, you know, what is life without a little mystery? Sometimes. And I always say a mystery from a friend is better than mystery from an enemy, because the mystery from a friend is friendly and caused with love and affection. And
I think we can all say we've learned something.
From an enemy is given with bad intention. And nobody wants a bad mystery.
Ain't that the truth?
That's what I've learned.
We've seen that over and over on this show. Nobody wants a bad mystery.
Yep. If we had more time, I think I have a better conclusion on who it might be.
Sorry, the double jeopardy rule applies.
I think that Marty, way to mess it up and not get pizza also for producer Amy. Like that was
obviously very nice. Like, I feel like you need to dig into that. Like, what?
Yeah,
it feels like you have some anger.
Yeah, it was real exclusionary of me, and I have to sit with that and figure out what that says about me and about our relationship.
Yep. Because, you know, exclusionary pizza is exclusionary and not nice. And it leaves some people hungry
Yeah.
and sad. But pizza that's inclusive leaves everybody fed and everybody happy. And if the pizza is poisoned or had turned bad, then we all get food poisoning together. And who wants to have food poisoning alone? I would rather have food poisoning with two of my very good friends,
There you
all just shitting together.
Yeah. I guess it depends on the number of
Every.
active bathrooms you have in your house.
Well, or you could just FaceTime.
Yeah, you go.
There you go.
All right. Well, that's gonna do it for our show this week. Everybody, we want to know what you're eating or what mysterious foods you're not eating. So be sure to drop a note on our homepage, wehavetoask.com, or on our Facebook, We Have to Ask. Keep sending us your mysteries, and we'll keep doing our best to solve them. But particularly, I think we're the best with ones that are just kind of opinion-based, where we can kind of do banter about back and forth and then kind of point you off in a direction. Thank you so much, Kristen, for joining us tonight. I hope that this has brought you some closure.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, and that's going to bring us to the end of Should You Have Fries With That? I'm Marty.
And I'm Jonathan. And as always, it's a little salty.
See y'all next time, which means credits are go!
This has been another episode of We Have to Ask Live. We'd like to thank our producers, Amy and Here Be Lobsters. Thanks to Skies and Chaos, who's our theme song, New Day. Check them out on iTunes. And while you're there, check us out as well. If you're a subscriber, give us a rating and a review. It really
Kristen, come
helps.
on back.
Join the discussion online at wehavetoask.com on Facebook or X or Twitter, whatever it's called. We Have to Ask. And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in the Beaksloth Network at beaksloth.com.
Yeah.
We're not streaming anymore, right?
How many times has this happened to you?
I just want to listen to a podcast. I can't choose from all these complicated structures and setups.
You want to listen, not think. That's why there's Hobo Radio. You'll feel like the smartest guy in the room in a room by yourself.
This doesn't take any intellectual thinking at all. Thanks, Hobo Radio!
Hobo Radio, a weekly podcast on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network.